Amen. Go ahead and flip in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Good morning, family. It's amazing to be together this morning, whether you're in person with us or you're with us virtually. It's amazing to be together as the body of Christ. Amen, church. Last week, we had a big celebration. We celebrated the day of Pentecost, and we focused on that great day 2,000 years ago when the Spirit was unleashed to be poured out on those Jews in Jerusalem, and that all of us were able to have this new experience of the forgiveness of our sins and the indwelling Holy Spirit. And to this day, as the body of Christ, we are still celebrating that. Amen, church. Still celebrating that to this day, because we know that that promise was not just for them, but it was to them, their children, for all who were far off, and for all whom the Lord our God will call. And we're pretty far off from Jerusalem, aren't we? But that promise is still true for us. So today we're going to continue in that celebration of Pentecost. And what happened right there after they received the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the church was born. And we live out that legacy today. And that's what we're going to celebrate today as we continue to celebrate the Spirit being poured out at Pentecost. We're celebrating the movement of the Spirit. You could call the book of Acts the Acts of the Spirit in His church. And where it was, the church was born. So let's read together in Acts 2, verse 42. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. In verse 43, everyone was filled with awe at the many wondrous signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone that had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Doesn't that just sound like an amazing community to be a part of? Don't all of us want to be a part of something like that? I mean, just every day to be glad of sincere hearts, to have community daily with people that you know love you, that sacrifice for you, that give to you, that focus more on meeting your needs than meeting their own needs, and to be filled with the Lord's favor so that daily the Lord is adding to the number of souls that are being saved. Doesn't that just sound awesome? It's completely what we're building right here at North River. Because we believe that this church wasn't just there for them, but the Spirit started it here so it could last all the way to now. And that we can build a church just like that here and now through the Spirit's power. And so we're going to celebrate that today and talk about the body of Christ today. And we're going to do it in a really special way because you're not going to hear from me. We actually got three different speakers from across the world that are going to be leading our thoughts today. And we're going to, you know, we are, as North River, are part of three different mission societies. We're part of the African Mission Society, the European Mission Society, and the Caribbean Mission Society. I should say the African Missions Association. And we're part of these, and our season of giving goes to fund ministers in these different places around the world. And I know all of us feel that it is an incredible privilege to be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves. I mean, how could I ever personally reach souls in Africa? Or how could I ever personally, like, be able to touch people in the Caribbean? Or how could I make a difference in Europe? But God lets us, through His Spirit, have a chance to impact people all across the world. Are you kidding me? What a privilege it is that the money we give here through our season of giving goes to help a soul across the world. That the money we give here goes to a preacher across the world to bless and bring life to people there that we can't even speak their language. And yet God lets us be a part of that. What a privilege that is. So we today are going to be able to hear from some of these ministers that we support. And whether they're a part of the mission society that we support or whether it's people that we directly support, these are ministers that our seasons of giving, our season of giving goes to. And we, you know, over the last several weeks have been kind of highlighting some of these guys and some of these mission societies just so we can know where the money goes. But today we wanted the church to be able to experience more of who they are. And to be able to get taught by them, to be able to hear the word of God preached through them and see what kind of men our giving is going to raising up. And what kind of men and women and families are being blessed through our giving here at North River. So we're going to be celebrating the body of Christ today with this. Amen, church? And so our speakers, we're going to start out with Francis Oduse from Accra, Ghana, and he leads the church out there in Accra. We've been supporting him and his wife there for several years now, and they lead the church. Several of us have been going over there. We love them. He's going to lead us off. And then Nanino LaFleur down in Trinidad and Tobago, he's going to be going next. He leads the church down there. You know, and I think it was 2011 was when North River went down to Trinidad and Tobago. Nanino was the team leader, the team minister at that point. And over the last decade, he's grown to lead the church. And we, of course, just joined the Caribbean Mission Society. And we're building a really special connection with the church in Trinidad and Tobago. I was just talking to Nanino last week. And then lastly, to close us out, we're going to hear from Sean Wooten, you know, our European brother that visits North River often. And, you know, he's coming off of the last year of Revive EE. That's all about reviving the churches all across Eastern Europe. And we, of course, have some of our dear friends and members of North River that have been on that team with him this last year, where we have the Mark and Anne-Marie Atlow have been spent the last 10 months in Odessa, Ukraine, preaching the word of God. And then Anthony, used to be Toller, Anthony Vines is also with them for the last 10 months, day in and day out, bringing the word of God to Odessa, Ukraine. So it's so special to be a part of this. And today, as we celebrate the body of Christ, we wanted to see how this body goes so much further than here in Atlanta, but it stretches all across the world. And even though the people that we hear might have a different accent than you, they might look differently than you, we all share the same exact heartbeat and soul for God. Because at our very core, all across the world, in the body of Christ, we are united heart and soul to love God of all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our mind. So without further ado, we're going to have Francis start us out as we celebrate the body of Christ today.
Good morning, family. My name is Francis Dasse from Accra Church. I'm so happy this morning to share this time with you. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Jordan for the amazing introduction, but also to say once again, thank you to North River Church. Brothers and sisters, we are blown away by your amazing heart of giving. And here in Africa, word is not enough to express our gratitude to you this morning. Once again, thank you so much. And God bless you and send you back all your sacrifices. We love you and we can't wait to continue to have this amazing partnership. God is in control and we can't wait to see you here in Accra very soon. God bless. Now, for our first part, I would like to call you to open your Bible with me in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 to 14. Brothers and sisters, let's go. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 to 14. Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even though the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Brothers and sisters, what an amazing call at this time made by the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth. At this time, this church was built with a variety of members. Like today, our churches is also built with a variety of members and talent and gift. We have white, black, Indian, Mexican, Spanish, Chinese. But even though we have a diversity in our body, God called us this morning to build the unity of this body, to use our gift and our talent to build this unity. And brothers and sisters, my question for you this morning, do you know your gift? Are you using your gift to build this unity? And this is why this morning we need to pray and ask God to show us our gift and to give us the opportunity to use this gift to make our church one in spirit. And to do it, I'm going to share with you this morning 5 practical things we are called to do every day to make this unity possible. Amen. Brothers and sisters, our challenge today, God called us to build the unity of our churches, to be one in spirit. And today, I'm going to share with you 5 practicals we are called to use to build this unity and make sure that we are one in spirit. Amen? Let's go. Practical number 1, let our love for the body of Christ be sincere. You know what? We are no more in the world, and we can't be hypocrite in our love. Even though we are Indian, white, black, or Chinese, we need to be sincere in our love because we are Christ's body. Amen? Amen. Practical number 2, continue to sacrifice for the body of Christ in the whole world. Here in Accra, we are blessed to have you as partner. Last year and the year before, you can imagine how your sacrifices make a difference in our life and empower us also to do the mission here in Africa. And brothers and sisters, we want to call you to continue to give in Trinidad. We want to call you to continue to give in Ukraine. We want to call you to continue to give around you and continue to give in Africa, and God will bless you. Practical number 3, let us pray for one another every day and pray incessantly for our unity. It's very important. Satan is among us, he's beyond us, but with our prayer, we can do great things. We can make a difference. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much because you were there when I was sick. Those pray specifically for me, call me, send me their support, and continue to pray for me. And today I'm here and I can share this. It's because of the power of your prayer. Don't stop your prayer. Pray for one another and God will bless us. Practical number 4, let the interest of the body come before our own. It's really important. As Jesus, let us be sure that the interest of the body come before our own interest. And finally, practical number 5, let us serve with humility, because all is grace. What you have is grace God give us, not because we deserve, but because God loves us. And with humility, let us also serve one another. Brothers and sisters, I love you. And if we are ready to be one spirit, please stand up and continue to build the body of Christ around the world. God bless. Bye.
Good morning, North River Church of Christ. It's great to be with you this morning. My name is Naninio Lafleur, and this is my beautiful family that God has blessed me with. My awesome wife, Merlene, my daughter, Zara, she's 14, and my son, Juninho, he is 13. I bring you greetings from the Port of Spain Church of Christ here in Trinidad and Tobago. You know, I'm truly honored to share a thought with you this morning from our text. These verses mean a lot to me, and I hope that you will be able to see why by the end of my time with you. But please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 15 through 20. And while you turn there, just indulge with me for a second. I just want to say hi to a few people. Hello to my brother Jeff Hickman and his family, Lynn and Mark Otunwella, Aduse and Marion, Tom and Kelly, my Trini brother Pierre and his wife, Jordan and Latoya Massey, and the Mackenzies. Of course, hi to everyone. Much love here from Trinidad and Tobago. Let's read at this time. We're looking at verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, "Now if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body." You know, you have to love Paul as he writes about the body of Christ. And I appreciate this a lot because, one, it tells me that I have confidence to feel like I belong to the body. That it doesn't matter who I am, it doesn't matter what I bring, I just know that I belong. You know, we all know that Paul, he's addressing the issue of unity and belonging in the body. You know, he's reminding the Christians in Corinth that they were all connected and are all part of this one body, Christ, right? So I'll tell you a story. You know, as a young teen, around about 13 or 14, I lost my relationship with my father. You know, he was my world and my everything. But when he chose to walk away from his family, my mom with my two older brothers, my two younger sisters and I, our relationship became very strained, of course. So what did I do? Like any teenager who is lost and deprived of the emotional needs one has at that age of love, belief, forgiveness, direction, concern for, protection, and discipline, I went looking for it. You know, that's a story for another day. But in the midst of all these emotional and physical needs was also the need to belong. You know, to be viewed as part of, welcomed and appreciated for who I was. The stabilizing force in my family was my father. You know, his presence made us whole, but once he left, we were fractured. You know, the mode became survival. So it was with every man for himself, pretty much, right? You know, mom loved us with all she had, but for me, I was lost without my father. You know, so between the age of 15 through 17, I never really felt like I belonged anywhere until I walked into the church building one Sunday morning. and I met the family of believers. It's no wonder why it took me only 3 days to study the Bible and get baptized from that very day I walked into church. You know, what does this part of my journey have to do with these verses, you may ask? You know, this message of belonging rang out very strong to me 23 years ago, as I was adopted into a family that took time to understand me and love me for who I was, but continues to this day to love me for who I am. You know, I'm still inspired by the local fellowship and to see how, you know, as brothers and sisters, we can experience this whole need to belong. You know, like here in the North River Church of Christ, you know, this is what we experience across the world. You know, I read these verses and I'm assured that I belong to God and His family, His body. You know, today, brothers and sisters, no matter where you are, you know, in the world, no matter our culture or upbringing or social status, economic status, race, nationality, we are all part of one body. We all belong. And I hope you know that. I do. And I feel it even right here in this awesome fellowship, the North River Church of Christ. Love you guys, and I hand it over to my brother this time.
Good morning, North River. It's great to be with you this morning. My name is Sean, for those who don't know me, and I'm from Kansas. My wife is from Moscow. We became Christians, got married, and we've had the incredible blessing of serving on the mission field here in Eastern Europe now for many years. But we love every time we get a chance to come and visit you in North River. The Browns are such great friends and mentors for us, and we just love all the hospitality and the encouragement we get every time we get to come and see you. Obviously, COVID has knocked me off my preaching rotation in North River, so that's a total bummer, but hopefully I can get back on it a little bit because I'm coming in 3 weeks to come see you guys. Prayerfully, there'll be an opportunity to speak or share, but it is great to be with you this morning. 1 Corinthians 12, 21-24, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the hand and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker or are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it. Amazing verse. So much here, but I just want to touch on a couple things. First of all, let's start at the end. God has put the body together. It is no accident that you're watching this right now. It is no accident that you became a Christian. It wasn't a fluke. It didn't happen because of a friend or a parent. It's because God chose you. God chose you and brought you into His kingdom, His family. He made you a part of His body. And I think that's just, we always have to remember, it's not about us. It's not our mind. It's not our decision. It's not our great scheme or architectural plans and designs. It's God putting together the body of Christ. And what an honor it is for me and you to be in the body of Christ, to be in the holy, blameless body of Christ. It's amazing. But it says here also, obviously the basic idea is that we're all equally loved by God. Every part of the body is important. There's no one part that's more important than another. Every part works together and every part keeps the body functioning and moving forward. And I think this is incredibly illustrated by the fact that we have brothers from around the world who would not be doing what they're doing right now if it wasn't for many of you and your generosity, and not just generosity last year, but your generosity and your love and your sacrifice that you've been making for years and years and years and years and years. And every part of the body is doing its part that's allowing the whole body to function. You know, I personally just wanted to say thank you to all of you for just the love you've shown our family, the Eastern European group, The sacrifice you've made for us every time we come, and you've been making for the Mission Society, the European Mission Society. But also you sent us specific people this last year. And we're very grateful that we had the Atlows with us. Mark and Anne-Marie Atlow were here on Revive with us, 1.0, and as well as Anthony was on 1.0. And it's awesome to have them here. A little piece of the North River Church is here in Eastern Europe, and they've done incredible. So proud of them. We've become very good friends. The Atlows, I don't know if you know, I mean, I know many of you know the Atlows, but probably not all of you, but Mark and Anne-Marie are one of the most hospitable couples, and Mark is like this genius chef. So we have now a group of baby Christians, and Mark cooks breakfast for them every Saturday morning and does a Bible study with them. Mark is also awesome with the Bible. And it's just so incredible to see his hospital. He has the team members over for dinner. He cooks breakfast for the baby Christians, just using his gifts, using his talents to encourage and strengthen the body. So proud of them. And Anne-Marie is such a filled with joy personality. So it's been great having them here. And Anthony is just so relational and loving and caring. And he's done such a great job. Anthony just walks up to hundreds and hundreds of people every month, just walking up and say, hey, would you like to take a look at the Bible? He gets an answer, well, I'm Muslim. He said, well, hey, let's take a look at the Bible. Like no matter what people say, hey, let's take a look at the Bible. Would you like to look at the Bible? I'd love to share with you my story. And literally person after person, reject, whatever, no matter what's happening, Anthony just keeps loving people and giving them a chance to hear the good news. And I'm sure as you guys have heard, Anthony, God put a young man in Anthony's path who studied the Bible and became a Christian, basically a Muslim, a devout Muslim, became a Christian because of Anthony's ability to share Christ and love this now brother, Gabriel. So it's exciting to see how part of North River is impacting us here in Odessa in Eastern Europe. So I did just want to share that it's been a little crazy, Revive 1.0, having 20 people launch to Hungary who got rerouted to Istanbul who landed in Odessa. During COVID, and we had several lockdowns, as I'm sure you did, moments when hospitals were overflowing, and the team is in masks, and they're studying the Bible with people, and they're sharing their faith in a country where maybe 1 out of 10 people speak English, and hundreds of people have been coming out, studying the Bible. We have some amazing baby Christians. One of them, Anne of Stathian bent over to tie her shoe while they were just walking down the street. And when Chris saw Anne bend over, he thought, well, this is an opportunity to share my faith. And he ran over and saw this guy, real tall guy, 6'3" or 6'4", ran over to him and said, hey, would you want to know more about God or the Bible? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he said, well, why don't you come to church with us tomorrow? And he said, okay, I'll come. And this guy came to church, sat next to Chris. He's 22 years old. He runs logistics between Los Angeles in Vegas, shipping company, and he just loved it. I mean, he just started weeping at church, and he said, I just want to study the Bible. He started studying the Bible. His name's Misha. Started studying the Bible, and Misha lost his key after work one day, and his work, since it's in America, he works from 4 to midnight. And when he got off work at midnight, he was walking home, realized he had no key, so he found an all-night cafe, and he just sat in this coffee shop all night because he couldn't go home. So he's sitting in the coffee shop, and the person who's working at the coffee shop, Misha's only done the discipleship study, so he does understand what it means to fish for souls. And Misha decides he's going to fish. So he starts sharing his faith with everybody working there at the coffee shop. There was a guy working at the coffee shop named Pasha, and Pasha was blown away by Misha sharing his faith with him at 3 in the morning. Found that to be very inspiring, and Pasha came to church 2 days later. Then Pasha started to study the Bible. Well, about a month ago, Misha became a Christian. 2 months ago, Misha got baptized, and then Misha continued to study with his friend Pasha, and just a week ago, Pasha was baptized. So it's so encouraging to seeing every part of the body doing its part. So we've been very inspired by her. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for your support, for your sacrifice. For this. And finally, I just wanted to share, we're now closing down 1.0. I've repacked my suitcase. Right now I've reduced my life to one suitcase and one backpack. And we're heading now off for Zagreb. We will be heading to Zagreb soon. God has blessed this Revive 2.0. We have a team of 35 people coming on 2.0, which is very exciting. The church there is 38 members. So the idea of a team coming to revive a small church, we didn't really get to do that in Odessa so much because it's a 300 member church, but definitely strengthen the Odessa church and leaving behind some amazing young Christians. But we're excited to go to Zagreb because we're going to come in and it's going to be a real, we're praying for an amazing revival for all the future of Croatia. Please pray for this team of 35. We're also very excited that Angie and Lowell Hoover were just hired to become the leaders in Zagreb. So this is exciting news that we're going to have a new full-time leadership there. They have a great leadership team there. They're a wonderful fellowship, but it's been tough getting that next generation going. So we're excited about that. We'll keep you up to date with all the news. Love you so much, and thank you for the chance to share. And God willing, see you in 3 weeks.
Amen. Let's give it up for our three brothers that we got to hear from. Just so appreciate just being able to hear just about our global family of believers, the global body of Christ, and to hear from these men who are serving and hearing about these men and women in all these different places. And that's just three places out of countless where we have disciples, fellow Christians that are working to be able to help more and more people come into the body of Christ. And I appreciate so much what Sean said, that it is God who is putting the body of Christ together. And we really need to rely on him and go to him and pray just constantly for what he can do in the world through us. And as we take communion together, as we think about the sacrifice, the new life that Jesus has given us, let's always remember that it is his body. And it's only through what he has done for us that we can have this incredible fellowship. Let's pray. God, we are so grateful for your sacrifice. God, what an incredible sacrifice it was that you resolutely, willingly, knowingly gave your life. God, in not an easy way, but an extremely painful, extremely shameful way, just to show us your incredible devotion, your incredible love, and self-giving sacrifice for us. God, help us to never forget. Help that to never lose power in our hearts and in our minds. God, and as we take your communion, as we take the bread and the juice that represents your body and blood given for us, God, help it to be this time of gratitude. God, and of rededication of ourselves to your calling, God, to love you, to know you, to make you known to our brothers and sisters and to the entire world. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.